Hi there, my name is Robin Lansman from Body Backup Osteopathic Surgery and Sports Injury Clinics. Some more on sciatica. There are different types of sciatica. The symptoms are not the only differentiating concern, and it's more important to see when it comes from diagnosis and then future treatment planning what the actual origin of the problem is. There are two main types. There is discal or disc-based sciatica, where the disc between the vertebral joints has become prolapsed or damaged or swollen, and this produces a compression onto the sciatic nerve root that emerges just between the vertebrae. This is diagnosed frequently, but actually, when it comes to MRI scanning, there's very little evidence that the disc has been prolapsed in many instances. And therefore, if that is the case, it is possible that the disc problem is not the source of the sciatica that has been presented with, or indeed, the sciatica that's presented with may have no discal origin at all. So non-discal sciatica, mechanical sciatica, is also due to pressure placed on the sciatic nerve, but in this case tension placed by the muscles and joints that operate above and below the emergence point of the sciatic nerve in the lumbar spine. So tension in the lower thoracic spine, tension in the lumbar spine, muscular tension in the buttock or leg, all place tension on the sciatic nerve at various points along its course. And although symptoms can appear similar, as described in a previous podcast, to the discal version, there is a difference. The mechanical version, as described, can be treated more easily, and releasing the buttock muscles and gentle manipulation to areas away from the symptom source in the lower lumbar spine can actually release tension on the sciatic nerve and create a resolution of the presenting symptoms. It may take between 3 and 5 sessions of treatment, and gentle exercises and the application of heat may be useful additions to improve the situation. Once the amount of irritation to the sciatic nerve is reduced, the symptoms will gradually decrease so that the described pins and needles, numbness, and shooting pains will get less, and their distribution will reduce over their area. In other words, that instead of being spread all the way down the leg, there'll be a receding symptom pattern where the pain will not occur so readily in the lower part of the leg, will actually just be in the hip area or buttock. And finally, that will also dissipate.